Blog Talk Radio.
Correspondent John Miller has new details about the threat that prompted security precautions at U.S. embassies overseas.
They have credible intelligence from a very good set of sources that tell them there is an al-Qaeda plot underway targeting U.S. interests. The problem is the specificity. What they don't have is the timing, the date, or the target. That is why you're seeing a shotgun approach here in terms of security, closing numerous embassies in numerous countries.
More than 20 American diplomatic posts in the Muslim world are being shut down temporarily, and the State Department has issued a warning to Americans traveling overseas. Jihad Saber was flying from New York to Egypt today.
I feel scared, sort of, but I still have hope that everything will stay safe.
Security expert Manny Gomez advises common sense precautions.
If you have to travel, if you're already there, try to stay away from any American-owned or American organizations.
Law enforcement agencies around the world have received an advisory from Interpol warning that hundreds of terrorists are at large after recent prison breaks in Iraq, Libya, and Pakistan. At least some of the breaks are believed to have been orchestrated by al-Qaeda. The NFL is tightening security. Starting with this weekend's Hall of Fame induction ceremony and the Miami-Dallas preseason game, fans will no longer be allowed to carry large bags or backpacks. Jeffrey Miller, the league's chief of security, says bags have to be clear plastic, PVC, or vinyl.
Good evening. Welcome to my mic's not on.
Hello. Hello, this is the Been There, Done That show in St. George, Utah. We've had a little bump here getting back on the air today, so we appreciate your patience. Are you on yet, Cord?
No. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you're on. You're on. Woo! When you can't.
Saturday night.
Sometimes you just got a bunch,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's Been There, Done That. I think we did this last Saturday
night. Yeah,
I think
we did.
We've been there and done this whole technical difficulty thing last Saturday night.
So
welcome to the show, folks. Been There, Done That on Saturday night. It's a beautifully hot day out there in Southern Utah.
Oh, you know, it's pleasant right now. It's a commercial right now. That's what here Tanya is. Yeah. Tanya's saying that we're on commercial.
Yeah.
So if we can, Tanya, please let us know when you hear our voices so we
there
can know our technical difficulty has passed.
We have Mike Brown in studio with us from Salt Lake. Mike, are you on the air yet?
Yeah, okay. Hi. How are you, Cord? Hi, Marsha.
Hey, doing Mike. Well. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, Mike Brown is our sponsor. He's with Sober Living Properties. And we've got Kevin Brow in the house tonight with Balance Health Systems, and we're talking about detoxification, cleansing, and rejuvenation. Yeah. Hey, Kev.
Kevin, how you doing tonight?
Very well. Excited to be here with you guys.
Yeah, good to have you here. Kevin runs a heck of a program out there at his place, and if anybody, do you have a website, Kevin, to reference?
Yeah, Balance Health Systems, and there's some links off of that site.
I'm gonna get my show format up here.
We'll get into this. But
we're going here.
I am a big fan of Kevin Brown and what he does with his company out there. I've been a client. I've gone through his protocol. He does some wonderful work in NLP, medical detoxification, cleansing, rejuvenation for addiction, alcoholism, recovery of any kind, not just alcohol and addiction, but they're doing some fantastic work out there, some state-of-the-art technologies that nobody's ever seen before. So
yeah, we're going to talk about that stuff tonight.
We're going to get into that tonight.
Yeah. We've got, again, Mike Brown on the phone with Sober Living Properties. And on our resource page at BeenThereDoneThatShow.com, we have a resource link on our page. If you click onto our link, you'll see a link for Sober Living Properties. Mike, what can you tell us about Sober Living Properties? Give us an update. How are things going for you guys?
Oh, they're terrific. You know, just nice when people are in early recovery that they have a place where they can go with people with similar challenges people that want to have an amazing life, really. And the fellowship that they enjoy and helping each other out. And they really leave with a new sense of self-worth and a lot of sober friends. So they really tap into a nice fellowship as well. So it's just a nice place for someone in early recovery to have a safe environment with like-minded people and people that are on a road to recovery and a road to really getting their spiritual, mental, and physical well-being back.
Oh, very good.
Okay, so we had, I hope our volume's up to our listeners out there. We made some adjustments, so I think we're doing good now. So thanks, Mike. Hey, we have a link to Sober Living Properties. We've also got a link to Balanced Health Systems, and we've also got some links up on our resource site for help that you're looking for in your area for recovery services, and so we encourage everybody to check out our website and make connections with those resources. So Kevin is with us today, and Kevin, you bring a vast array of knowledge and practical experience to the show and to everything that you do. You draw from a wide variety of personal empowerment tools for the heart, mind, body, and spirit, ranging all the way from an Eastern philosophy to cutting-edge mind and body techniques. You guide your clients to discover from within their sacred purpose and resources to address issues on a behavioral level with external shifts and present life patterns, and on a deeper level, reaching internal subconscious life scripts that are not serving them well, and bringing these limited beliefs to an awareness and to light. You know, it ties into our, we had Mike on the show, Berdant, last week, and he's an NLP, a neuro-linguistic programmer.
We got into some of that, and we talked about you last week, if you listened to the show, because I've been through your NLP protocol, and I'll tell you what, for you guys out there listening tonight, these guys have some stuff that really, really works.
I noticed that last week that you had him on, and he had some similar training to me.
Oh, he he kind of fell right in line with what you do out there, and geez, the magic of this when you get into some stuff we'll talk about tonight with hypnosis and those therapies, and then we want to talk with you about having you come out and tell us about these other technologies that I've experienced with you and gone through it. It's just amazing, guys, what they're doing down there. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. But.
Yeah, because our message is that there's many different ways to recover, and there's many different ways to attach to detox services. There's medical detox, social detox, and I think as technology continues to pay attention to our addicted brains, that we get some help from some places that we don't normally go to for resources.
Yeah. Yeah, so tell us your story. Tell us your life story. That's what
we
want to hear that first.
We're getting ready to go to break, so I don't want to get him started on his story too early. Because then we're going to have to break away. So
that's okay. Give us a little background on this business, how this business started.
Let me tell you a little bit about just Balanced Health Systems, and then we'll talk about my story a little bit later.
Yeah.
But Balanced Health Systems, we're specializing mostly in detoxification and transitional programs to really help someone begin recovery. And I have the pleasure of working also with Cordon Marsh on the intervention side, and that will really we really appreciate the patients that they end up sending to us.
You really nail home the idea for you listeners out there that are listening in tonight. What he's really talking about is detoxification first, so that you have a clear mind, a clear head, to be able to make decisions about what's going to happen next in life, be it inpatient, outpatient, whatever you're doing, counseling, whatever.
Correct.
But you're really a big, huge advocate of that detoxification process before anything.
Yeah, I think, in the model that I use, the heart, mind, body, and spirit model, it's really starting with the body first. You know, addiction takes us into such a deep, entrenched physiology that if we can interrupt that first, then we can get to the emotional thinking patterns and even get a spiritual connection back.
Right, right, yeah. Well, you know, from my own experience, having gone through treatment inpatient and outpatient myself, and Marcia and Mike, you're probably no different, but I know that for me, it never did stick for me until the detoxification process had happened first to get me personally into a state of mind where I could accept what was being suggested to me. Because if you're not in that state of mind, everything that's being suggested to me is no good.
Okay. We're getting ready to take a break right now, and we're going to come back, and we're going to hear more about Mike's story about Balanced Health Systems. Stay with us. You're at the on the Been There, Done That show
right
in St. George, Utah.
Next Level Recovery, we specialize in addiction treatment and relapse prevention for recovering alcoholics and addicts. Our program offers a full continuum of recovery care, including intensive outpatient, day treatment, and aftercare programs. We are confident that our program, along with our dedicated staff, could do the same for you. Next Level Recovery is the leader in collaborative addiction treatment. This means that together, we can create the recovery plan needed to address your unique concerns and situations. All of Next Level Recovery's addiction treatment services can be customized for your goals, values, and circumstance. Compare Next Level Recovery to the traditional rehab facilities, and you'll see why people prefer our collaborative approach to addiction recovery. Although some people believe the traditional rehab facilities are the gold standard for addiction treatment, many people in recovery are doing better in intensive outpatient combined with sober living to support the transition back to independent living and family.
Looking for a skincare product that can effectively reduce fine lines and wrinkles? Are you self-conscious about the effects of aging on your skin? Want a product that actually delivers real results guaranteed? There's an answer. Recently, a renowned biotech company made an accidental discovery that's been proven to really work. Through independent third-party clinical trials supervised by a Harvard-educated board-certified plastic surgeon, this amazing age-defying treatment has proven to dramatically reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, aging skin, and more. We are New You Research. We're so confident that you'll see real results within your first week to 10 days that we ask you to take a before and after picture to see for yourself. We offer an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Just send your bottle back for a full refund, no questions asked. Order yours today. Learn how you can get your second bottle free. Text the word SKIN to 90210 for more info. The word SKIN to 90210 to order yours today. Visit newyouresearch.com.
Did you know 90% of addictions to drugs and alcohol begin in the teenage years? Stand up and join former professional basketball player Chris Heron and the Heron Project as we stand together against substance abuse. Go Project Purple 2013, January 11th through the 14th. Come on, get your purple on. Wear purple as we stand together to make a difference. Celebrate life and support one another. Go Project Purple. GoProjectPurple.org.
We're back on the Been There, Done That show. Folks, welcome back. And good to have you here on a Saturday night.
Hey, yeah. We got Mike Brown on the air with Sober Living Properties. He's calling in from Salt Lake City. And we got Kevin Brow with Balanced Health Systems. And we're talking about detoxification, cleansing, rejuvenation.
We are.
Those are some important things for us in recovery. We got to have a clear head first.
Yep.
We got to get off our drugs and alcohol.
We're talking about the importance of detoxification first and then treatment second. And Kevin comes to us from his company. He's the executive director of Balanced Health Systems here in St. George.
And they have a beautiful facility.
Absolutely.
Man, state-of-the-art. State-of-the-art. If you want to detox, this is the place you guys want to come.
Yeah, I could have hung out there for weeks. And
oh, I hung out there and I wasn't even detoxing.
Yeah.
I was having a good time watching other people detox.
Yeah.
Amazing process.
We'd want to hear more about the business first, Kevin, and then we want to talk about you and where you come from. And so you kind of gave us a little touch on Balanced Health Systems, but how did you get? Tell me how you got into the business. I mean, what got you into this?
Well,
that's obviously your story. But
obviously, and I'll tell a little more of the story later, but in the late 90s, I had an adult relapse for 4.5 years, and it pulled me in a whole different career direction.
Now, your deal was not alcohol.
And tell us, what does adult relapse mean? Because we are a listening audience, may not understand that terminology.
Yeah, I was an addict for a little over 10 years as a I always use the terminology kid.
Young adult.
young adult, and then went 16 years clean and sober, and then as a juvenile delinquent, I might add, I was an alcoholic, but also was a multi-drug user.
So you're an everything guy.
Yeah.
An all-arounder.
And I had some health issues in the late 90s, and that introduced me to OxyContin for the first time. Put me
That's
on a kind of a 4.5-year spiral. But it's actually taken me in a completely different career direction. So I've been working in addiction since 2001. And the new facility here in St. George, Balance Health Systems, the whole plan here was to put together kind of the best of the best of all modalities. If we can really, like I said, interrupt the existing physiological patterns and make the detox comfortable, minimize withdrawal symptoms. But the biggest thing we're really going for is working the edge. Instead of just putting you on the same meds, as everyone else, and we try to kind of work this edge of changing chemistry while we minimize symptoms.
Well, being uncomfortable is usually why people don't go in the first place.
Well,
this is not going to be, this is going to be a very uncomfortable situation for me to commit to.
It's
always the reason why you don't go.
VOA, public detox, you go to the hospital. Hospital will make you a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
But you go to a public detox, and they're
emergency
like, here's your bed. We'll feed you. We'll have some meetings for you, and, just start kicking it.
Yeah.
There's kind of two schools of thought. One is you got to suffer through it, so you can pay for all your sins.
Yeah.
The other is that put you out even potentially.
Yeah.
We kind of are somewhere in the middle.
You guys are in the middle. Yeah.
But you don't suffer. It's a very comfort level the first few days while we do kind of a medical type. It's called an alternate titration, where you're putting alternate drugs, titrated up, keeping your symptoms down. You're fairly sedated the first 2 to 3 days and kept very comfortable, but we're also going for a change in chemistry. And a lot of the technologies we've really incorporated in our program, which make it really unique, is we're also trying to change synapses patterns in the brain as early as possible.
I think also it's important that our listeners know that one of the things that I'm impressed with is that you have a medical doctor right on staff who stays with you. I mean, he's with you during the entire process.
Exactly. It's a full medical process, even though we do have a residential or side of that. We do have some residential beds, which in the state of Utah is called social detox, but it is a full medical protocol that we use.
When you say social detox, explain that.
Social detox is basically generally not in a hospital. It is generally a residential setting, and it's mostly a licensing terminology in the state of Utah, where you can take someone that is fully intoxicated or fully under the influence and start an inpatient treatment program, titrating them off of what drugs they're on, getting them.
And in that situation, do you still have a medical doctor overseeing that, or is that?
Yeah, it's a full medical protocol. We also have a specialty hospital with 14 beds. And so we kind of have the best of both worlds, but it's all really medically managed, like
the medical hospital that you have over there in their facility, the building that's next to you.
Yes.
It's still on the same property, but next to the main building. Is that for medical detox only?
It's kind of for more of the severe cases where a medical level is really necessary.
Right. So a more intense level may be that you have some mental health issues going on.
Delirium tremens at a really severe level, psychosis,
seeing things, The delirium tremens, you know, for those that may not know, is the intense shaking. Tell us what else is going on with some of that more severe stuff, Kevin.
Been there, done that, by
the way. Yeah. Well, it's a dangerous state.
Some
it's a dangerous
have.
State because you can go into seizure.
Yeah.
You
Very
can have seizure.
Yeah.
Alcohol, benzodiazepines are two of the more dangerous withdrawals where you can pass as a result of not having the correct attention, right?
You can die.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, Kevin, I got a question for you. Mike Brown here. Hey, you know, on the social detox, do you allow any services or have any services where they can social detox, like in a at their home or in a hotel room type of
Oh, that's a good question.
Great question.
You know, we do have ambulatory or outpatient services for detox. One of the requirements of that, though, is that the house setting is a really good perfect scenario for that.
Yeah. Or, you know, we can get you a recovery coach, to assist with that.
Yeah, for really an in-home detox or ambulatory outpatient detox, they've really got to have really good support in the home. And, you know, even though our medical staff will make house calls, and you can't even have a full-time nurse in the home, even though that is, you know, a fairly expensive endeavor, but, you know, to put it about the same price as coming into the facility, it still is a might appeal to certain people.
One of the things that I think is important in order to aid in recovery is that people feel comfortable with the path that they're taking to recovery, because one of the most scariest things for an addict is coming off your drug of choice. Even though it's causing you danger or harm, it's the one thing in your brain that's screaming out, but no, this is keeping me safe. No, don't detox. This is where my comfort zone is.
This is so important for us to be talking about this very issue because we understand this. I understand this specifically, and I know we all do, that moment of clarity when you have this decision-making going on, when you do have this clarity moment of, okay, here's my choice in life. I either keep using to keep the inevitable from happening.
And even though it's causing you harm.
It's going to cause me harm, but it's going to keep me from dying. Or I go see Kevin. Now, I can do one or the other here. I can go to detox, or I can keep using to keep me from dying. And that moment of clarity right there, guys, if you can lean on the side of treatment and understand that what Kevin's doing makes it very comfortable to go through that right-handed side of this decision-making, which is to get into a detox and get into treatment, and take the fear away from that. That's really what your message is. That's what we're trying to drive home, is that this what you're doing is a wonderful service.
Yeah, and the more we can do to put you in the best state to start your recovery, you know, day 3, 4, 5, 6.
Somebody's ringing, and we're not sure who. That may be Kevin. Somebody calling for intervention, maybe.
Somebody calling for detox.
I don't know. It may the show works. Anyhow, I got Tanya from Pahrump. She's on the phone. She says she got put on a 72-hour legal hold detox. I'll assume that's in jail. And a lot of us has maybe had to detox in jail, which is not a really good place to do it. And she said she had the tremens. They sucked. That's very, very scary for your body to be shaking and trembling. And there's no control for you personally to be able to do it other than your brain is saying, take a drink, use again, and these will stop. And it says, I was terrified. They released me from detox, just glad that the 48 hours of being home from rehab I didn't pick up. It wasn't jail. It was by the cops in a hospital.
Even in the hospital, you can get legally held. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, if you've broken the law or something, sure, they're going to legally hold you. But
the detox, even in a hospital, can be somewhat uncomfortable. They're doing their best. They'll give you a banana bag of, you know,
or sometimes refuse
to hydrate you. Or, you know, we've had experiences in a couple of different cases where we had a gal up in Salt Lake trying to get some services, and she was refused detox services.
I was personally refused detox services at one time by
and,
by
and
a
not
hospital.
Treated real fairly. I think we're still in the Neanderthal stage of learning how to treat people in recovery, how to treat people in addiction, how to be of service to them. One of the things that you guys do, Kevin, is you offer an intervention service. And that can help to move people from a state of readiness, the stages of change, to a place where they're ready to enter detox because they're actually being respected as an individual.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult journey at the very beginning for most of us and our families also and support people in our lives. And so we try to hold everyone by the hand and help them make those decisions. And we're not always successful, but...
Well, on your intervention service, let's expand on this a little
bit. Yeah, talk about intervention.
Do you go out to people's homes? I mean, do you offer that service to do an intervention to help them?
We actually do if it's something we feel like is the right fit for us.
So you make an assessment first, isn't it?
Yeah, and we do also have lots of people that we work with that will also do those.
So
those
you get
services.
People like us that have done a lot of homework on an individual. We call you up and we say, Kevin, this girl is ready, but she's got family members around her, and we're having a hard time pushing her over the edge. In that situation, you may go out there and see what you could do to turn her.
Yeah, and in several instances, it's because of the home visit that the addict or alcoholic will actually trust and know that we're not here to trick them or anything or something like that.
We've done a couple of in-home interventions and getting people, you know, it's about staying in and letting them know that help is on the way, help is there, overcoming their roadblock.
The in-home intervention, for the most part, I mean, this is a difficult task because for the most part, you're dealing with somebody that does not want this intervention happening, does not want this interaction in very combative situations, usually.
Quite often, and the biggest thing is getting them to come to at least an awareness that that they're ready to take help.
Right.
And have someone
ready to accept.
Be there for them, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's always a difficult thing for us, is being able to give in.
Well, and I think it helps, you know, one addict working with another addict to be able to talk the language of the heart and be able to connect with them and let them know, you know, this has happened to me, or I've made it through. Mike, you're on the phone there. What's been your experience with intervention and getting people ready to go into detox? I'm sure this is not unusual ground for you.
Well, no, I mean, you know, when you have, we have 59 people in our system now, so when you have 59 people in outpatient and running around, you know, they have a job.
Sober living.
They've got their sober living residential support, you know, where they live. Bottom line is when they're not in a residential program, they're running around town, and obviously we have a few dramas here and there. So, you know, I've got two guys in detox right now, and some of them do the public detox because it's free, the VOA and that kind of a thing, Kevin. And then, you know, we have the guys that have medical detox because the insurance covers most of those, which brings up the question, really, balanced health systems, does insurance cover that detox? Or?
Yeah, that was a Facebook question we had come in,
just
too, Mike,
now.
So you're quite
you're
intuitive,
Yeah, we do take private insurance carriers. We are not a Medicare or Medicaid facility, but we probably have about 70% of our patients that come through detox.
I have another question, too, specifically, Kevin, because... You know, we see a lot of guys, we see a lot of people, so we're seeing about, I'd say, just rough number of 60% of them are opiate users now.
Wow.
And a lot of them have had relapses, a lot of them have been in detox, they've been in treatment, and so I'm seeing all these different methods for opiate treatment, and I'm seeing the real successful ones. I'm curious what your thoughts are on the Suboxone, if you guys do a taper or a maintenance program, or if you stay away from it completely.
We actually currently in the facility have chosen to stay away from the buprenorphine or Suboxone, Subutex detoxes. In the hospital, we're contemplating having that as one of the options, but only using it really short-term with specific patients. Our protocol is kind of unique. We feel like we get better results, especially a bigger shift you know, day 4, 5, 6, where they really are feeling...
They got a clear head.
Less of an emotional link to the addiction.
Got the stuff out of their body. Well, folks, we're going to take a short break here for just a minute, and when we come back, we're going to get right back into this.
Hi, folks.
Talk about
your court ordered to take a thinking arrows class, an alcohol drug class, or need an anger management course, listen up, because I've been there and I've done that, and I know what you're facing. Let me tell you about a solution. The folks over at New You Recovery can help. They do a structured class, individual sessions based on your needs. They're located in St. George, Utah, and can accommodate your needs out of the area or even use Skype online. Check them out at www.newyourecovery.com. So if you're court ordered or not, or maybe you just need to bounce something off of somebody, they can help. When everything else fails, give them a call, 801-574-8765. They can accommodate any scheduling needs. New You Recovery, where change happens from inside out.
Looking for a skincare product that can effectively reduce fine lines and wrinkles? Now there's an answer. This amazing age-defying treatment has proven to dramatically reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, discoloration, enlarged pores, and more. We are New You Research. We're so confident that you'll see real results within your first week to 10 days. We ask you to take a before and after picture to see for yourself. We offer an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Text the word skin to 90210 for more info. Type in the word skin to 90210. Visit newyouresearch.com.
Sober Living Properties is one of the largest sober living home providers in the Southwest. Our four homes are licensed by the state of Utah. With three homes in the Salt Lake Valley and one home in St. George, we have many choices available in our network. We can always find a sober home that is a good fit for each person. We specialize in addiction treatment and relapse prevention for recovering alcoholics and addicts. Our specialty is helping individuals who are early in recovery. Sober Living Properties creates a safe environment where residents can connect and bond. As a new future is in store for everyone, our residents share a number of responsibilities, learn more life skills, but even more importantly, they provide emotional connection and become a tight-knit supportive group. Sober Living Properties therapeutic community helps develop personal responsibility and nurture self-esteem, which is so vital to early recovery. You will leave sober living with a new sense of self-worth and new sober friends. Sober Living Properties is about self-discovery and practicing your recovery skills in the real world. Our program offers a full continuum of recovery care, including intensive outpatient, day treatment, and aftercare programs. For over 8 years, our sober living homes and long-term aftercare programs have been helping change the course of people's lives, and we are confident that our sober living homes, along with our dedicated staff, can do the same for you. Check us out on our website, www.soberlivingproperties.com. Call us anytime at 801-386-9889.
Hi, folks. This is Cord. Listen up. If you've been court-ordered to take a drug and alcohol test, I've been there and I've done that myself. I've been where you're at, trying to find a testing facility in town, not knowing where to go or when to be there. Let me tell you about a solution. The folks over at New You Recovery can help. They'll come to you, privacy of your home, office, place of business. They're private, they're discreet, they're confidential. They'll save you the embarrassment of standing in lines of testing facilities and clinics. You can check them out or send them a message online at newyourecovery.com or give them a call, 801-574-8765. They can accommodate any scheduling need that you have.
Welcome back to the People Been There, Done That show.
We're back live in St. George, Utah. And we've got Mike Brow with Balanced Health Systems.
And Kevin Brow, we got Kevin Brow, and we got Mike Brown on here with us from Salt Lake City from Sober Living Properties.
We got our Mikes, our Kevins, our Cords, our Marshes.
You know, Kevin, to expand on, to amplify what we were talking about earlier, you know, the, I see so many guys in the Suboxone thing. Some of the facilities and some of the doctors, they have this notion that the guys come out and they tell me that they're on a Suboxone maintenance program. And I never see one of them stay sober. But I do see a lot of success in what you're talking about, and that is a 3 to 5 day Suboxone taper and detox. And then a lot of them are having some success with the Vivitrol program after that. What are your thoughts on the Vivitrol or the Naltrexone?
Yeah, we've used both the implants and Vivitrol. It's I think the biggest thing here is like you said, is it really a short-term use that's helping them getting getting them clean and sober is an alternate to their old addiction. And I really do see a lot of Suboxone or Subutex cases now that are reminding me of methadone cases, you know, where they've been on it for, you know, as long as it's been around. I had a case just here recently, I think 4.5 years
of Suboxone.
Suboxone, which is about when it came out, about 5 years
ago.
Right, right. So the guy gives up heroin, but he's on Suboxone for 4 years.
Right, so we want to be able to offer him a solution through detoxification, cleansing, rejuvenation.
Wow.
So tell us what's going on in the brain, Kevin. If you have an opiate addict, let's take an opiate addict, and they come in for, let's say they go on a Subutex program or a Suboxone, it's still the opiate receptor is still being filled with something. What happens if they come over and do the protocol that's available through Balanced Health System?
Well, the difference in what we do, and that's why I call it an alternate titration, is if you take someone that's an opiate addict, and you put them on another opiate, whether that be methadone, like what was always done for years, or buprenorphine, which is
synthetic,
the generic for
opiate.
Suboxone.
Yeah.
You're basically putting them just a close sister or cousin to what they've been using. It might be a more manageable drug where they have a better lifestyle and they're less out of control and they're more, I guess, managed or maintained, but they're still addicted, in my opinion.
Their brain is still struggling with, I need to have it. If I don't have it, I'm going to go through withdrawal.
Right.
I'm going to struggle
the
detox process.
Yeah, and I think, I'll be really bold in saying this, and there will be a lot of people I might even make mad.
That's okay. We do that on this show.
Well, good. I'm in the right place. But I really believe, I've come to believe in doing thousands of detoxes, that methadone and today Suboxone or Subutex, they might have a less strong physical addiction than heroin itself or other opiates. But I almost see a more emotional addiction with and mental addiction with that. It's
okay.
Like...
more of a crutch.
Now we're getting to the nuts and bolts of recovery.
Yeah.
So what happens is there is a physical withdrawal, there's a mental withdrawal, there's a emotional withdrawal, there's a sexual withdrawal, there is a spiritual withdrawal. When we have connections and addiction, it is so deep rooted in our everything that we have to be able to treat the entire person, the holistic approach. So you guys do a lot of that over there. Let's talk about the holistic approach to recovery detox and then some of the things that go on as a result of that.
Yeah, we're very unique. The reason we go on to an alternate drug, something that's really not even truly an opiate, we're trying to control symptomology. And like Marcia had mentioned earlier, we even try to fill the same receptor sites with an alternative so that the brain doesn't go into such heavy cravings or also symptomologies of withdrawal aren't so strong. But by filling those dopamine receptor sites with an alternative that's not really truly an opiate, and then also doing some chemistry to make sure you're keeping serotonin levels up at good levels, and even GABA, especially nowadays where we see so many opiate benzodiazepine combined addictions.
Right.
We're trying to really try to keep the chemistry shifting in a way that I'm going to coin this. This is a terminology I made up myself, as I call it brain confusion.
There we go. There we go.
Now, you're doing some of the same things with Librium Ativan for alcohol as well. I mean, it's the same process that you're talking about.
Yeah, but we add some additional meds that are helping not only with the addiction, but with the co-occurring conditions,
whether
that be anxiety. Depression, mood disorders.
Some psychosis and the fear. I mean, the fear of a brain. So we have a brain that has been traumatized as a result of drug and alcohol use, one or the other or both together. And a lot of times what's happened is that people are also having an increased amount of stress in their life because of the situations that they're putting themselves into. They may be coming in after a DUI or domestic violence or relationship problems that are deep-seated. And the brain really is just kind of shaking, going, oh, my gosh, you know, now you want me to get off what I believe to be my my blankie.
Yeah.
And it's important that an individual feel safe, sound, relaxed and comfortable, as opposed to these traumatizing situations where a lot of them are going through in social or public detox in jails and even sometimes in hospitals where their brain is just highly stressed. The chances for relapse go back up because the fear.
They just want to get out of there.
They want to get out of there. And so
they want to stay here.
Doing the, what I call the Thorazine shuffle for a little bit is a good thing, you know, to come down off of that. Even in jail, a meth addict will want to sleep for 5 or 6 days just so that their brain can recover for a minute.
I got a question for you, Kevin.
Sure.
One of our listeners just texted me. She said that she had been in rehab and she had a Vivitrol shot and it worked for her. Now, and I just texted her back on, or just messaged her back on Facebook and told her that I myself have done that as well, and it did work. And tell us what you know about Vivitrol.
Vivitrol.
Well, there's, with opiates especially, as you're trying to make that switch, and it is used a little bit with alcohol, you're trying to also, an antagonist in the brain is something that causes it to do the opposite. So it will basically make it to where the drug of choice is no longer actively working
like,
in that
like
brain.
So it's like Anabuse. If you take Anabuse, Anabuse is going to make you throw up.
But a Vivitrol is a shot. I mean,
yeah.
It's not a, it's not a drug that you take.
You don't get sick.
It's an injection.
Yeah.
Vivitrol takes away the effect of the alcohol should you drink, right?
Yeah. And it's similar to, I mean, it can be done in a pellet, a similar drug.
Okay.
And it is going to discourage the person also short term and in with the pellet longer term to realize that, you know, the opiate's not the answer or the drug of choice is not the answer to get them feeling what they want. So they can be very effective with certain people, very effective.
So when we chemically change the brain through our addiction, our use, the train of thought is that we have to assist the brain in chemically helping it to reduce addiction or reduce cravings in the brain. Campranol is a drug that's out there that can help reduce cravings. Wellbutrin, a lot of doctors are prescribing that for cigarettes.
What you said is, I think, very important to hear, and that is that for some people it works for some. Because I tried Campranol, and
it didn't work for
Did not work for me three years ago. It didn't do anything for me. And yet Vivitrol did. So, you know, I think it's finding that thing that does work for you under the direction of a medical doctor and somebody like you that knows what they're doing.
You know, and that's the biggest thing, Court, I think you're getting to is it's very unique to each individual.
Right.
And when I say working the edge, that is actually looking at not only the symptomology and the expectations on the front end, but step by step, taking care of that patient day-to-day and making sure they're getting the best care that's going to work for them.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line here, and we're going to bring that caller on so we can listen to their question or comment. So, caller, we're ready for you. Can you hear us out there? We're working on getting you on there. Can you hear us?
No, they're not on.
Caller, we're gonna see if we can get a... Got some technical stuff going on there. We're trying to bring you on, caller.
If you're online. If you're listening, dial local number here, 435-673-5890.
We lost our caller on Blog Talk, so if you're coming
Kevin,
on the other line.
Kevin, I got a question for you while we're waiting for the caller, because Cord mentioned, you know, a great point of, you know, having your medical specialist, a doctor, supervise in. Of course, every doctor, a lot of them just have different philosophies. I really love your philosophy of, you know, getting people where they're not just trading one problem for another, because that's what the Suboxone does. It just keeps them addicted.
Right.
So I really concur with you all the way, other than a real short-term 3-day, 5-day taper. But, you know, I've got a lot of people I run into that have gone through their detox and have, you know, done well, and they're off their opiate or their drug of choice or their benzos, and they're, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months into their sobriety, Kevin, but they're still struggling. And, you know, Vivitrol may not be the answer for them either. So for those type of people, Kevin, is there anywhere they could go to you guys to get some type of supplemental counseling or supplements they could take that would help them change those neural pathways a little bit or help
Mike,
them?
Mike, great question. In fact, I thought of this earlier. Marcia had hit on, she used the word, the brain also needs to heal.
Yeah.
And we haven't even brought that up yet, but in our protocols that we use, we do incredible IVs that are mostly nutritional. There are some drugs that are part of those protocols, but they're mostly nutritional. There's a Dr. Patricia Kane that developed a process called phospholipid exchange, which is huge mega doses administered through an IV of phospholipids, phosphatidylcholine, omega-3, that allow the brain to actually use those all those nutrients to heal.
And because a lot of times we've not been eating correctly, we've not getting enough sleep, we've got some major brain trauma going on.
Yeah, if I get you off a drug and you still feel like crap, you might want to do something to change the way you feel.
Yeah, you're going
to
do something.
And there's help. You don't have to feel like crap.
I got a question for you because I want to get this out of you because I've been through your protocol. So these guys have got this, I call it Star Trek. They've got this Star Trek thing going on down here at their facility. And it is, without a doubt, the coolest thing I've ever seen, ever experienced in my life. So this bed, I call it the Star Trek bed. But tell us about this technology.
There's a lot of evidence-based technologies out there that have been used in certain parts of the world for as long as 20 years. Dr. Patterson in London introduced what's called cranial electrical stimulus 20 years ago. I remember the first time I hearing about it was a Keith Richards interview, how he was attributing her to saving his life.
Right.
With this, it looked like a TENS unit to me at the time. I thought, boy, that makes the brain flex or something. We've really integrated every technology that really is evidence-based to any level to see how it works in helping people. And so when I say healing the brain, it's not just on a chemical level. It's also those synapses patterns that have become hardwired. We want to break those up, get back some plasticity in the brain so that you can lay down maybe your normal and natural synapses patterns or electrical processing patterns.
I call it the road to recovery.
Neural pathways. We call it neural repatterning.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, from my experience with it, with you, Kevin, is that the only way to describe this for our listeners that are listening in on this is that feeling when you've just woke up from an afternoon nap in a rainstorm. When you get that stretch and you've got that nice, you just took a nice long hour-long power nap. And that's what it feels like to me.
And that's really about what it does. It attributes with sound and light entrainment therapy.
And that's the theta chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're using some of those individually and some of those combined in the chamber. And what it does is it takes you into a REM sleep pattern, takes you into theta brain waves, and it's very restorative. Endorphins are released, new pathways are set, and a lot of healing takes place.
And you offer this in your aftercare program.
Yes, we include it in the detox protocol because it minimizes symptoms.
Right.
Right.
And it helps people feel better sooner. Phototonic therapy, which is bright light therapy.
Got sound with it.
Sound.
Rapid eye, binaural audio that you're mentioning. Yeah. A lot of these technologies that do brain repatterning and help it get back to its healthy, natural patterns. Sooner than later.
Yeah, so recovery doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be harmful. It's actually becoming a, and of course, we would like to encourage people to see detoxification as the most humane and kind way that you can come off of drugs and alcohol after the stress and the trauma that's created by addiction. And I think it gives families a way to say, wow, we can humanely treat our addict in a way in which is new. And so I think that we're changing the way that the world sees recovery.
Well, and I think keying in on your aftercare program too, Kevin. I mean, you've got some stuff going on down there that makes the aftercare program, unlike anything that I've ever seen before, a very pleasant, fun experience. Guys, we're going to take a break for just a minute. We're going to come right back and finish up with Kevin.
Yeah.
Looking for a skincare product that can effectively reduce fine lines and wrinkles? Are you self-conscious about the effects of aging on your skin? Want a product that actually delivers real results guaranteed? There's an answer. Recently, a renowned biotech company made an accidental discovery that's been proven to really work. Through independent third-party clinical trials supervised by a Harvard-educated board-certified plastic surgeon, this amazing age-defying treatment has proven to dramatically reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, aging skin, and more. We are New You Research. We're so confident that you'll see real results within your first week to 10 days that we ask you to take a before and after picture to see for yourself. We offer an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Just send your bottle back for a full refund, no questions asked. Order yours today. Learn how you can get your second bottle free. Text the word SKIN to 90210 for more info. The word SKIN to 90210 to order yours today. Visit newyouresearch.com.
Next Level Recovery, we specialize in addiction treatment and relapse prevention for recovering alcoholics and addicts. Our program offers a full continuum of recovery care, including intensive outpatient, day treatment, and aftercare programs. We are confident that our program, along with our dedicated staff, could do the same for you. Next Level Recovery is the leader in collaborative addiction treatment. This means that together, we can create the recovery plan needed to address your unique concerns and situations. All of Next Level Recovery's addiction treatment services can be customized for your goals, values, and circumstance. Compare Next Level Recovery to the traditional rehab facilities, and you'll see why people prefer our collaborative approach to addiction recovery. Although some people believe the traditional rehab facilities are the gold standard for addiction treatment, many people in recovery are doing better in intensive outpatient combined with sober living to support the transition back to independent living and family.
Did you know 90% of addictions to drugs and alcohol begin in the teenage years? Stand up and join former professional basketball player Chris Heron and the Heron Project as we stand together against substance abuse. Go Project Purple 2013, January 11th through the 14th. Come on, get your purple on. Wear purple as we stand together to make a difference. Celebrate life and support one another. Go Project Purple. GoProjectPurple.org.
Sibling rivalry.
All right.
Hello.
I've been there, done that show on Saturday night.
Yeah, St. George, Utah. We're talking with Kevin with Balanced Health Systems. We have a caller on the line. We want to get this guy on.
We do. We can bring that guy on.
So go ahead and bring that caller on. You there, caller? Hey,
Stan the man.
Yeah, Stan the man. We're doing good. You got a question or a comment?
Yeah, actually, I do. You know, I've got a comment because my chemistry has, I've got almost 30 years clean and sober.
Congratulations.
My chemistry has never been right.
Yeah.
This is probably as close as it's ever been. But I had a doctor do a urine analysis, send it to the Mayo Clinic, and when it came back, it showed the chemicals that I don't produce.
Right.
And like norepinephrine, serotonin, I don't absorb vitamin B12, a bunch of them that I don't do right. And they don't really have an answer as to why, other than, you know, my addiction was 25 years. So.
You know, Stan, you're down here in St. George at times. I'm going to recommend that you stop over to Balanced Health Systems and see Kevin. You'd be surprised. Yeah, you come by, and he's going to give you...
What's your take on his question there?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we want people feeling the best possible. If not, they're going to find a way to feel better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's asking, he's missing some things that his body's not producing. And
you know, it's very common. Some of us, it's a heredity thing. Some of us, a lifestyle thing. But definitely in early stages of addiction, almost all of us have major issues going on with our chemistry.
But even him,
but in
Stan's been clean and sober 30 years.
Even with Stan, like 30 years. Well, and as part of our protocol, we do, you know, hormone replacement therapy.
Mm,
we look
there
at,
you go.
We do full blood profile testing.
There you go.
And it's amazing, Stan, what can be done nowadays to help balance out your chemistry.
Yeah, you got to come down and see
this guy. You got to come down.
Man,
you tell Kevin over there, you heard about him from the Been There, Done That show, okay, Stan?
It's been extremely difficult for me through my recovery, but you know what? I am just absolutely mindset that I'm going to stay clean and sober no matter what.
Right.
There you go.
Hey.
That's brought me a long way.
Well, thanks for that.
I'm calling you 60 miles from the Canadian border. I'm up in my hometown in Idaho.
Oh, are you?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when you get down here, Stan,
we
want to see you over at the Balanced Health System, huh? Hey, you come on over. If you don't, I'm going to come to your house and get you. I know where you live.
Promise?
I promise. You and Renee, yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, we want to thank our guest tonight, Kevin, with Balanced Health Systems, and for everyone who called in, our Facebook listeners. Balanced Health Systems is a way to kickstart your recovery. You don't have to suffer through detox.
Yeah.
And
wonderful program.
Yeah,
Kevin.
We've got links up on the website
it.
Resource. And Kevin, we're going to have you back again. You know that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome to come take a tour to the
beautiful.
Facility. And
you'll want to stay and get hooked up. That's what I know.
Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah.
We're going to
see
you
on the air, Kevin.
Mike, thanks for being with Sober Living Properties. And we're going to talk about some stuff we got coming up here.
And by the way, I'll
show.
Come down to see you this week because I want to ride in the Theta.
Yeah, ride in the Theta.
Yeah,
I did the infrared. And Mike, thanks. You're on the line there. We're going to say goodbye to you. Huh? Sober
thanks,
Living
Mike.
Properties.
Thank you.
A wonderful place to decide how to live in recovery. We need some help. And so we've got some neat shows coming up, Cord.
We do.
Next week, I'm getting to my show offerings. Next week, we have got, this guy is hot. I talked to him this week. His name is Zach Baker. Zach Baker is with the Harm Reduction Project. This young man was an opiate addict for many years, and he got clean and sober. And he thought, I want to turn around and help my brothers and sisters, particularly with opiate addiction. There are many different ways to recovery, and there's many different ways to reduce harm while you're deciding whether it's recovery for me or not. And he's going to talk about harm reduction. If you guys never heard that word or those phrases, please join in next week and learn about what harm reduction is about. At the On the Been There, Done That show, we're talking about all different sorts of things. We want to be a voice of change in the recovery world. And after that, we've got Darlene Braden. Darlene is with the Balanced Health System. She's an MS. She's a master in social work, and she's going to talk about self-sabotaging.
Yeah. Author.
Oh, yeah, she's an author, and she's got many books
she's
out.
Yeah.
She's good. She's going to talk
really
about
good.
That.
Yeah.
We got Claudia Black. Claudia Black is an author, and she works with families affected by addiction, alcoholism, drug addiction,
yeah,
compulsive disorders.
Yeah.
Depression, emotional abandonment, physical abandonment, family violence leave scars that can last a lifetime. What we find is that when people get in recovery, they need to start some healing from some other things. Lynn Dangerfield, he's going to be on the end of the month, and he's going to talk about children in recovery. He works a wonderful program with children who are addicted, Cord. And, you know, it's a missed population, our elderly population. You guys are working on a 50-plus program over there.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, we're...
there's a big need in that...
market,
yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are becoming addicted in their retirement years. And so we want to be able to help that population. We also have Recovery Month coming up. Recovery Month across the United States is September. And we've got some personal stories. We've got recovery days in Salt Lake, which is the 14th of September. Down here in St. George, recovery days is September 26th. We're going to have a booth down there at the Been There, Done That show. And hopefully we're going to have Balanced Health Systems have a showing down there so you guys can come by and
maybe
talk
we could
about
do, maybe we could do a remote broadcast from there.
I would
the
love to.
That would
be
awesome.
And get our community involved. We change the world by changing the way people see recovery, the way that people look at the alternatives that are there, huh?
We want to thank everybody for coming
yeah.
tonight and joining us. Kevin, can't say enough about what you're doing. I sure appreciate you
thank
coming
you.
Down tonight and being a part of this show. And we'd love to have you come back as a guest, a reoccurring guest, and help
That's
us
right.
talk about some new things that you're doing.
Yeah, and talk about that rejuvenation program.
Rejuvenation.
I think that's a helpful topic, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. And talk, maybe get into the next time, get into more of some of the protocol that Stan was talking about on this testosterone replacement and all of those things. So,
perfect.
You know, we want all of our listeners to key in on these shows coming back. We want to thank everybody
Southern
for
Utah's number
being
one
in.
Source for news. News Talk 890 KDXU St. George on Cherry Creek Radio Station.
Radio, a constantly changing art form. Marconi, Lakehurst, New Jersey.
Going to be run or against exactly what? What they do have is a very good source that tells them the people for this plot have been picked, the plan has been made, and that they are getting ready to deploy.
Starting tomorrow, more than 20 U.S. diplomatic posts in the Muslim world will be closed, and the State Department has issued a warning to Americans.